So I'm just sitting here in the house and got the propane heater going. Sitting in front of the propane heater, and I got an egg in the air fryer, you know, so I thought I'd do a little audio. Something I'm noticing about life on a fractal scale is that when you decide to move to the next level, to renew your mind, to become a different person, more and more like Christ, you know. In other words, you might say, Lord, any kind of fake reality bubble that I'm living in, any kind of lie that I'm believing, any kind of delusion that the system put on me or I put on myself, please remove it, you know. And so as you slowly shift to each new level of freedom, and I'm talking about mental, psychological, spiritual, pretty much as a human body, you're pretty much a slave to the natural realm, you know, the heat and the cold. You gotta, you know, it's gonna get cold, so you're a slave to go get some clothing, triple layer your clothing. You know, you have to do it, you know. When it's hot, you have to drink more water, get your electrolytes and all that. You're pretty much a slave to the cycles. Unless you're born in a rich family, you're a slave to a job, you know. You've got to find you a job, you know. And you say, sir, yes, sir. But that's teaching you how to submit to authority, which is God really teaching you how to submit to his authority. But anyway, when you start to step to the next level of understanding, people that you used to know just drop off by the wayside. And if they show back up for whatever reason, whether you bring them back or they come back, they don't even know you anymore. They've stayed stagnated and you've changed. And so that stagnation that they're in, because think about it, be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if you read that verse when you first get saved and you start doing it, you read it 5 years later and you say, oh, does that still apply? Yeah. But there's a lot of people, even saved people, they think they've already arrived. And so they read that verse, be not conformed to this world, be you transformed. And they think that they did it 5 years ago, so they're done. No, it's a continual process until you get your new body and you're face to face with Jesus and you become like him, you know. Because down here, you're being changed day by day into the new man, the new creature. And you read in Ephesians 4 to put off the old Adam and put on the new Adam. Put off the old man and put on the new man. And so there's people around you. Let's say you have a career and you've been there for 20 years and you've been changing every year. There's people around you that never change. And as you change and develop, they're looking at you and thinking, who is that person, you know? Could be family members, it could be any. And the only way you're really gonna exponentially change, in my experience, somebody else might be able to do it better than I could do it. I had to isolate myself just to get away from old ways of thinking. Let me put this on pause for a second. I mean, I was serious about getting a new mind, you know? And so I had to isolate myself from people. And even when you're married, just let's say you get married to somebody and you got the Holy Spirit and they say they're saved, but they're not. And so the Holy Spirit's going to change you day by day, especially if you're in the Word. And this is why when you're reading your Bible, if you've ever experienced this, if you've ever been married to somebody, it says, why are you reading your Bible all the time? If they say that, that's a red flag that they don't understand how important reading the Bible is, because as you digest the Word, you become a new creature every time you open up that book. That's why when you go to church, let me explain why the high-level synchronicity works when you go to church and you're reading your Bible. So you'll be reading a verse in the Bible, or you'll be reading a verse And then you come to my channel, because I'm always in the Bible, so the preacher's up there preaching. So you read a verse, you go to church, and the very thing you just read in the Bible is actually what he's preaching on. Now, how's that possible? Because source never changes. Jesus never changes. But you're in his universe one turn. So God is turning you day by day into a new creature. Now, the unsaved family, the unsaved coworkers, the unsaved girlfriend you used to have, the unsaved friends you used to have, they're not changing. They're actually getting worse. And so you'll notice over time, they'll become more and more delusional, more and more paranoid, more and more in a fake reality, more and more just crazy. More and more drinking, more and more drugging, more and more partying. Even when they get older, you see these 50, 60-year-old people going to the bars. I mean, I do rides here. I take them. And you're like, I picked up one dude one time. He was like 55 or 60 or something. He might have been 65. And I don't know why he was convicted. He said, I know I shouldn't be going to bar, but that's my family. I didn't say anything to him. He was just under conviction for some reason. I don't know what it was. But what happened was, that was his family, the bar. They're looking for family. The born-again saints, they know their family. When you talk to a saved person, you know it. Now, some early Christians, they might still be caught up in the world and the way the world thinks, but that's okay. God will pull them up out of it eventually. And so, what I'm noticing is, the reason the narcissists, the unsaved, the psychopaths, whatever, they think that you're pretending to be something they used to know you, and they think you're pretending to be something else. Which the only explanation is they stagnated and they're living in the past and they're living in some kind of old identity and they're not able to change. And they actually get worse. It's sad. But you're being changed every day to a new creature, day by day, being transformed into a new creature. So, I just want to throw that out there. I got 16 minutes on this boiled egg, so I wasted I used up 8 minutes. So tried to use my time wisely, you know. What is the gist of the story? The gist of the story is keep changing, keep growing, keep renewing your mind. And those who try to pull you back and call you crazy and call you insane and you need help and you need drugs and you need to be in the funny form, get away from those people and just keep changing, keep striving, keep learning, keep becoming a new creature. Till the day you die, keep pushing in to the next level and overcome. Overcome the narcissist, overcome the gang stalking, overcome the handlers, overcome all the sorcerers and witches and the people trying to keep you in a box, because you're not in a box. In Christ is all things. Become more self-aware. Become more aware of Christ as guiding and leading you into all truth. And be aware of the lies that people try to put into your mind, your mindset. And just keep, one lie would be a scarcity lie. I gotta get something to drink, hold on a second. Do not yoke up with the unbelievers, because the unbelievers believe stuff like scarcity lie. They believe stuff like they have all these weird insecurities about, I mean, think about it. Why are they trying to manipulate so many people? Because they're insecure. Why are they trying to create some kind of queen bee system because they're insecure. They're not trusting God. They're trusting their own self, you know. Why do they want to control you? Because they want to be God. They want to be God. If it's two believers in a home, and I've talked to born-again believers on the phone, I'm talking about truly born again. I'm not talking about churchgoers. I'm talking about truly born again who are pushing to the next level. They're able to hear the truth. They're able to digest it. They're able to admit, hey, I've been believing a lie. I've been believing this fake reality, and say, praise God that he set me free and I can step to the next level. They're willing to admit it. But the ones who keep trying to promote more lies and that they're a god or a goddess or a queen bee witch or whatever, those people just keep going, just like Wanda. If you watch that Wanda series, Wanda, the witch, she had created that fake reality bubble that she was fighting for her life to keep. They will fight for their life to keep it. It's their fake reality. When in reality, you should be fighting for your life, for the truth. You should be fighting to get out of those fake realities. The bloodline lies, the culture lies, that girlfriend who lied to you, that ex-spouse, that narcissist that lied to you. You should be doing everything in your power to escape the lies. And when you step into the truth and you look back and you say, oh, that was a fake reality. Praise God. You might have to go through the pain for a few months. It usually takes about 2 months to go through the pain. And then once you step on the other side, you're free. But that, why is there pain? Think about it. If you go into a Genesis 3 fake reality bubble and you live there for a season, and you say, this is not real. And you say, I'm stepping out of this bubble into real. You're having to die to that old self. Just like when you go to sleep every night. You go to sleep and you wake up and you say, good morning. You're mourning the old person. And when you wake up, you go to awake. That person yesterday that you were is dead. So every day is a new day. And so you mourn the old person. And it's painful to let go of old habits and old ways of thinking and old colleagues or companions or whatever, comrades. Here's what's going to happen. The Holy Spirit is going to convict you that person is stuck and they don't want to change. And you're just gonna keep stepping. New day, new person, new creation, new that. Yesterday's dead. Past don't exist. Past is over. Past is not you. New job, new career, new ideas, new thoughts, new thinking, new speech, new words, new routines, new everything's new every day. And so they don't like that because they're stuck in that old paradigm. It takes about 2 months to step into a new identity if you're serious about it every day. If not, it takes 3 to 4 months if you're really serious. But once you break that 2 month, okay, so you know something's wrong. There's something wrong in your spirit or something. So you decide, I want the new reality. I want the new mind, the new me, the new person. I want to escape this pain or whatever it is that's causing you pain. And God uses pain, P-A-I-N, to move you from the AI flesh mind. That's why it's the PA. The AI is the old flesh mind, and N is the snake and the fish. So pain, God uses pain to push you to that new creature, that new creation, that new person. And so pain has a purpose. And then when you step into that new identity, that new level, the pain goes away. You're like, oh, she was a narcissist. She wasn't even real. She has split personality. She was gaslighting me. Oh, that was not even a real marriage. That wasn't even a real person. It was just an AI program. You actually married her mom, or you married her culture, or her. She couldn't even think for herself. You stepped into a new reality, and she stayed in the old paradigm. Anyway, when you step into a new paradigm, I notice that they'll think you're not real, or you're faking, or you're acting, and they have to do that because they don't understand the saved person is being changed. They only understand staying in that old paradigm. That's their comfort. That's their fake reality comfort zone. And when you step into that new paradigm, they think, who are you? They can't control you. And that's part of it, is that they can't control you or manipulate you anymore. And that's part of it too. Add the comments. This has to spark something. I know this will spark something in somebody. And so if there's some comments, there's stuff I'm not seeing in it. There's more to this. I'm just not seeing it yet because I'm not. Usually I can really, when I'm in my car driving, it just starts to download. But right now I'm distracted with the heater and the air fryer, and I got an earache too. So anyway, I'll probably do another video on this because when I'm driving, because I'll be in the flow. But it's really, really a deep concept that if you get a hold of it, it'll make sense why they think you're faking. They think you're being fake because they see a different person. But yeah, it's a different person. You change. They're stuck in the old paradigm. They can't change because they don't have the Holy Spirit. It's real, people. This is deep. Think about your life and all the people that you knew a year or two ago, and you come back, or they come back around, they say, who are you? And you say, what do you mean? And they're like, who are you? Well, that person don't exist anymore. Because you took off, you disappeared, and you couldn't handle the growth, and God removed you, and now why are you back? Why'd you even come back? Why did you come back? You thought it would be the same as it was before? No, it never. You either have to change your paradigm, or you have to disappear, because that world don't exist anymore.